Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gormagus Vision, Hugh, as we've been hearing in the headlines there and beforehand, transport companies, health organisations and banking systems around the world have been struggling to overcome the blue screen of death, as it's been called, after a major IT outage. It's thought an update from a cybersecurity company led to the chaos around the globe. Joining me now are Lee McGowran, who's a technology journalist with Silicon Republic, and also Michael Madden, who's Professor of Computer Science from the University of Galway. You're both very welcome. Lee, I might start with you. I wonder if we've been, comparatively, have we been hit easily enough here, not as badly affected as other countries?
Funnily enough, yes, compared to some other countries, Ireland seems to be pretty unscathed. I mean, look, we've had some issues with Dublin Airport, largely through Ryanair getting disrupted. Aer Lingus didn't get directly disrupted, but obviously there's a knock-on effect with delays at the airport. And we've had some issues with, driving test centres. But compared to what we've seen around the world, we've come off very unscathed. And I think there's a certain irony to this cyber issue, which is that companies that would have their systems up to date, automatically updated, they're the ones that have been affected, because once it got updated, the computers bricked off. So I'd say the companies that didn't automatically update their software, didn't have the most up-to-date software updates, were the ones that were spared by this. So,
really? So the older the software system...
Ironic good thing for Ireland.
The older the software system, Lee, you're saying, the less affected we are. Or is it a fact? Because I did go on, yeah?
Well, I'd say not necessarily the older system, but if we have automatic updates on, which for something like a cybersecurity update, you would want to always have the most up-to-date, you know, security. If you had automatic updates on, your computers were affected, especially if you were an organization using CrowdStrike. So I'd say the companies that didn't get affected, lots of Irish companies, did not have automatic updates on and were spared as a result. So a bit of an ironic twist for Irish software.
Yeah, indeed. No major reports of disruption in banking or the financial sector here, is there, compared to the UK?
No. All the banks in Ireland seem to be reporting that they haven't been disrupted, which is a very, very different reality for other countries around the world. Stock exchanges have been impacted, supermarkets. It's a massive, massive global disruption. This might be one of the biggest IT disruptions in history, but Ireland seems to be coming out relatively okay.
Most affected in terms of sectors across the globe?
I would say it would be airline travel. Travel definitely has been the one that's heavily disrupted. I mean, look, for context, Ireland, Dublin Airport's having disruptions through Ryanair, but the systems themselves are still working. There's been photos in Belfast Airport where they've been resorting to whiteboards for flight updates, because all their regular live update systems have been completely bricked by this issue. So I would say airlines and airports have been the worst affected, but banking definitely significantly impacted as well. Regular transport services. Ireland's transport services have been disrupted as well. Apps aren't working and the like, but it's not as severe as it is in other countries.
Okay, and as the day has gone on, Europe and then North and South America gradually waking up to this, because it happened initially in Australia, isn't that right?
That's what seems to be. It was sort of two issues in one. Microsoft was having its own issue this morning where customers couldn't access Microsoft 365 apps, which is essentially all of their apps and services. They seem to have resolved that, and it doesn't appear to be connected to the bigger CrowdStrike issue. I mean, we're still going to have to piece together exactly what went wrong. It's quite a baffling result if this was just from a single software update. But it's going to be one that will be lasting, I would say, for at least a couple of days. Some experts are saying it will be resolved by tomorrow morning. IT teams are going to be working around the clock around the world. So I would spare a prayer for any IT people you know, because they're going to be working very busy today.
Well, indeed. Lee McGowran from Silicon Republic, thank you very much indeed for that. I'm going to come to Professor of Computer Science Michael Madden from the University of Galway in just a second. We did talk to the DAA about Dublin and Cork airports, and my colleagues were getting the latest update from Shannon Airport, and that's from a number of hours ago, but I'll give it to you anyway. They'll say it's Shannon Airport is fully operational, while some airline check-in services are being carried out manually as a result of a global IT outage. Our main systems remain unaffected, and we continue to operate normal flight schedules. Passengers are advised to refer to their airline for the most up-to-date information, and Knock Airport similarly in their latest update referring people to the Ryanair advice about turning up 3 hours before your flight. Now, can I turn to you, Mr. or Professor Michael Madden, about this major, major IT outage? Is it one of the biggest you've seen?
Hello, Cormac. How are you doing? Yes, absolutely. This is definitely the biggest, really, that I can think of. You know, this is the kind of outage that back when we were turning year 2000, Y2K, this was the kind of thing people were anticipating could happen that managed not to happen, I suppose, because of all of the work companies did, preventative work companies did. But yes, it's been incredibly disruptive.
I think I know, or I've got a handle on what happened, but can you give me the Ladybird version briefly? What caused all of this?
So what caused this was companies have antivirus software running on individual company computers, but also on their large servers. And, you know, all of these antivirus companies, they push out updates all of the time, as Leah was mentioning. But if you were a customer of this company, CrowdStrike, then you would have got an update to their software overnight. And there was a really severe bug, as far as we can tell, in that software that causes your computer to crash. And when you try to reboot your computer, it won't reboot and it gets stuck in this kind of notorious state they call the blue screen of death, which is something that some Windows users might have seen before, where your computer just has this big error message on screen, a big blue background on it.
Okay, so stop it there, as John Giles would say, sure. Once upon a time. This bug that was in the update, right? Was that some error in the coding, or was it a bug that infiltrated the update?
It was not a bug infiltrating it. No, it wasn't a cyber attack of any sort. It appears to have been an actual bug in their code, which, you know, we don't know. The company hasn't, obviously, they're still in the middle of dealing with this. They haven't released any information. It'll be very interesting to discover how on earth this thing slipped through their testing.
Michael, exactly. Would there not have been a dummy run to ensure that this wouldn't happen?
And I guess what often happens with bugs like this is that, you know, they don't always show up in every single type of computer. It depends maybe on the combination of different settings or the combination of hardware and software you have. So it might have been, you know, it often is that you test systems on some, you know, say type of computer, some type of configuration, and it all works fine. But then when you release it to the real world, there's some unexpected combinations of software and hardware that causes a problem.
Yeah, but my rudimentary coding isn't great for this conversation. But I will ask you another question on this, though, the testing of an upgrade, because it really seems inadequate to run an upgrade.
Absolutely.
Is that right? To run an upgrade on a dummy system or a computer for an upgrade that's going out worldwide? I mean, it seems completely inadequate to me.
It's very hard to understand how they manage. I mean, this is something they do all of the time. These companies have to release updates all of the time in order to defend against the computers being attacked by cyber criminals, you know, but instead the computer got attacked by the defense software, or taken down by the defense software.
And CrowdStrike is a huge operator, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yes. I think they say on their website that around half of Fortune 500 companies use their products. So I think that's part of why we escaped in Ireland. Just maybe we're using different competitor you know, software programs. Also, as you mentioned, you know, it was initially detected in Australia, because I suppose that's where people woke up and businesses started operating, and the company, once reports started to come in and they figured out what was going wrong, they stopped the update after about an hour and 20 minutes. So that was at around 6:30 a.m. Irish time.
Okay.
So it might not have had time to be deployed in Irish systems.
Okay. The other question is, if this is just a bug in the coding, in the upgrade to the security system, I hope people are following, surely it's very easy to rectify this, no?
I mean, yes, in principle, but the type of bug it is, it causes your computer to just be crashed. And so your computer is absolutely won't start up, won't get onto the network. So you have to start it up in a very specific manner and delete a file that they've told you to delete, and then things will start to work again. But unfortunately, it has to be done sort of hands-on in the computer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It can't be done. So if you've got a data center, someone has to really go into those data centers, go into individual computers, start them up. If you've got employees, rows of computers in an office, you've got to go around to every single computer. It's a very large manual task. If you've got people working from home, mm-hmm. those employees might have to bring in their laptops to get an IT support person to fix them. And they might only take 5 minutes, but it's the logistics of all of that,
yeah.
I think, is going to be really hard.
And is it, when it's upgrading the system then, is it deleting, let's say, the previous software that was there, is that easily got back?
I think that
question doesn't make sense. Is that,
it does. Yeah, I think all you have to do when you're fixing, if you're fixing the system, you just delete the most recent version of their software, and then a new update will kick in again, and this time they'll have correctly tested that update.
Okay. And my final question is: is there anything to be said for the good old pencil and paper? I know, I'm only joking.
Well, absolutely, no one can crash. A billion pens and papers in a single stroke.
That's it. Somebody says the Millennium Bug finally came to life only 24 years later. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Anyway, look, Professor of Computer Science Michael Madden from the University of Galway, I'm glad I had you at hand to explain the finer detail of that problem. Thank you very much indeed, and let's hope this is sorted worldwide very, very quickly. Michael, thank you, and beforehand Lee McGowan of Silicon Republic as well. 51551.